You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 425.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. We have got an amazing show for you today. It's really, really fun for me to talk about people who are having shifts in their business and trying to think of new things. You know, it's interesting because at the time we're recording this session, we've just had the turn of a new year. And this is a time for me, too, when I really like to shake things up. And I really like to look at my business and the way it is and think, like, how can I do something different? Or how can I do something new? Or what can I do that would make it fresh? Or what would make it feel fun? Or what can I let go of that I feel like I've been doing because I have to or because someone says to, but that I don't really want to do. Well, today we have Karen Gleason with us, and Karen Gleason is a director at WildTree, and what she's doing is she's shifting her business. She has been in a party plan, traditional party plan business, and working her business in that style, and she's been thinking, you know, I would like to see if there are other ways to market my business that might be a better fit for who I am today and what I'm doing, and so we're going to just decipher that. We're going to pull apart all the pieces and then we're going to put them back together again. So please help me welcome Karen Gleason to the show. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
It's so good to have you here. So Karen, I think the best place to start is maybe let's get everybody up to speed. Tell them a little bit about what you do and why you want to make this shift.
What I do in my business is I help make meal planning and mealtime easier and healthier for busy people. And I have had this business for 10 years, and I really love helping people with this issue because I feel like when you're sitting down for a meal with your family, that should be a really special time that you connect and share your day, and there shouldn't be any stress that's getting in the way of being able to do that. So when I started 10 years ago, this is a party plan company, and that was a good fit for me at that time. But my life has changed, and I'm really looking now to change when I work and change how I work. I'd really like to be working during the weekday, and I have found that what I really like is working one-on-one with people, the party environment is not always necessarily the ideal environment to be able to connect and understand someone's needs in an ongoing way.
I'm glad that you've kind of identified, like, this is what I like, and this is what I don't like, and this is what I want, and this is what I don't want, because this is kind of our feeling around for it. You know, sometimes with whether it's party plan or something else, we're given models, and we're said, like, this is the only way you can do it, but the reality is it's just not the truth. You can do it however you want to do it. So what I hear you saying, then, let me see if I got this right, is that, but here's what you want. You want to be able to work during daytime hours rather than night times. You'd rather be able
Correct.
To work one-on-one with people, like have personal consultations with them, rather than in a group setting environment, and that your gift set lies in the actual helping them with meal planning. That's your gift set, you know, because some people are, everybody's got a different gift set, right? Some people like the, you know, whatever, the sales or this or that, but you like the actual let's plan your meal out for the week aspect of this. Is that all right so far?
Yes, and I would say I'm not opposed to doing group things. Like one idea that has kind of been at the back of my mind would be maybe offering a meal planning webinar, you know, where obviously I'm, you know, it's okay to be connecting with that whole group. I think it's just, it's the party part of it that just doesn't feel like the right fit for me anymore, the whole, all those pieces of that.
I totally.
Yeah, I'm looking more for how do I you know attract people who are looking for the kind of help that I can provide.
Yeah, I totally get it exactly. And so,
yeah.
Let me ask you a few quick questions. First of all, do you know who you want to work with? Like, what kind of a person? Who is your ideal client? Like, can you describe that person to me?
So I've gotten a little hung up on this because I get hung up on the whole. Okay, I want to work during the day. So it would be someone who's available during the day, which kind of leads me into a stay-at-home mom.
Now, hold on a second. I just want to bring something to your attention really quickly, is that if you are already kind of leaning toward webinars, people can watch webinars on replays. They don't have to be there live.
True.
So you can pick anybody you want to. Who would you really like to work with? Like, it seems to me, obviously, it's somebody who's busy because they need help meal planning. They don't have a lot of time, right?
Right.
What other qualifications would you say? Like, do you want to work with a stay-at-home mom, or do you have a different... I'll tell you why I ask, and don't let me put words in your mouth, because this has to come and be real from you. But I do know you have a corporate background. I know that about you from working with you in different Train Your Brain Pawns. And so are you looking for somebody who is working outside the home during the day, or somebody who's staying at home?
I'm looking for someone who's staying at home, because another piece of my business is... helping people who might be staying at home, but were in the situation I was in when I found Wildtree, which was I actually need to be earning an income and having a career, but at the same time, I also want to stay at home. So that's another side of my business that I can help people with.
Okay. I'm sorry. I want to back up and I want to keep asking these questions because I really want to make sure that this is like coming from a pure place because sometimes what happens, and I see you doing this, and I do this too, is what we say is, well, my parameter is I want to work during the day, so I have to go for this type of a person. Rather than saying, what type of a person do I really want to go for? What qualifications would they really have? And trusting that they're going to show up whenever I want to show up. So I'm not saying that you don't want to work with stay-at-home moms, but what I'm saying is that what I hear you saying is, well, they're going to have to want more income, so they're probably going to have no income now or be stay-at-home moms because otherwise they aren't going to be interested in this opportunity. But here you are. You're a person who's from a corporate background, and you're a powerhouse type person. Like, you're a powerhouse personality. And you found yourself in a stay-at-home situation at the exact time you found Wildtree, but that's not necessarily the core and essence of, like, who you were, right? And so I'm just want to make sure, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, I just want to make sure that you cleanly are answering who you want to work with rather than who you think would want your opportunity. Do you see the difference? Like, you're looking at...
I completely see the difference.
Yeah, okay.
What I just reached over to grab... was I had a couple of weeks ago been sitting down and was asking myself this question. So who I want to work with, and what I wrote was people who want ongoing meal solutions, people who want to learn how to meal plan, people who want to take the stress out of dinner time, people who want convenience, and to make dinner time and meal planning easier, people who want to be eating healthy food, and people who are smart and fun.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe it's more getting focused on those kinds of things.
And people who care about the family dinner time, people who want quality family time, people who maybe aren't getting enough quality family time, and so it's even that much more important to them that the whole family comes together, and people whose lives could be transformed. People whose lives can be transformed by having that quality family dinner time. So the reason that it is important to decide are they stay at home or are they not is because those two groups have two different kinds of problems. So the stay at home mom, when you're speaking to her, you're speaking to her in a very different language about a very different set of problems for family mealtime than the mom who's outside of the home all day working in some kind of a, whatever kind of a job, right? So that's why it's important to discern which one of those you're talking to. And you don't need to do it right this red hot second, but I just want to bring that to your attention that you that's the thing you need to get focused on. Because if you're talking to the stay-at-home mom, you're using language when you call out to that market, things like, oh, do people think that you don't have anything to do, but the truth is you're really, really busy, and everybody thinks just because you're not working outside the home that you don't have a job, but the reality is you need help meal planning because you've got a million things to do and everybody else dumping more on you. Okay, so that's one kind of language. The other kind of language for the mom who's working outside the home, if you're talking to that person, you're saying things like, look, do you already kind of feel guilty because it feels like you don't get any time with your kids? And do you really want to make the meal time important because this is the one time when you can really connect with them? But who's got time to chop vegetables? You're, by the time you commute in traffic and get home and do all this stuff and you want to make a healthy meal, but who's got time for all of that? Well, I can help you plan that meal and make that happen so that you can at least know once a day you're getting down and you're talking to everybody and making that meaningful connection. Okay, both of those solve problems, but they're very different problems. See what I mean?
I completely understand that. And so this is where I get very hung up because I've been both of those people and have that desire to help both of those. But I totally understand that it's not effective to have this, I can help everybody, because then you're not, you know, I understand the niching down. How do you decide which way to go, though? Because I'm really torn between those two groups.
I can tell you, this is really easy, right? Okay, so the story you're telling yourself right now is, I'm torn. I can't decide. I'm torn. You're never going to get a decision from telling that story. So the first thing you've got to do is for the next 3 days, start saying to yourself like, okay, I'm starting to come to a decision. Things are starting to get clear. I'm starting to understand. I can pick one, and whichever one I pick is the right one, and I'm going to have fun with it, and I'm going to follow my good feelings, and I'm starting to get more clear, and I'm starting to decide already. It's nice that the decision's coming to me naturally. It's coming to me in an easy way. I feel like this is going to be fun. Whoever I pick, it's going to be the right decision, and I can feel like the decision's already coming to me, right? So say that for 72 hours, and you'll see one of those two paths will light up. And whenever it lights up, then just follow it wholeheartedly, because here's what? The other path is there waiting for you whenever you capture and become world famous in the path that you pick, right? So, you know, when I started, as you know, and this is how you found me, I started out, I was talking only to direct selling party plan people. Well, now, once I kind of like own that niche, it was easy to expand beyond that because those people will follow you. You know, if you go for the stay-at-home moms, they'll stay with you when you're talking to the corporate people. Or if you go for the corporate women, they'll stay with you when you're going for the other. It works that way. So then the next thing I would ask myself if I were you is, you've been with us long enough where you know that there are certain activities in marketing that you prefer compared to other activities. So, for example, people who have, let's say, the gift of writing, it's easy for them to get up in the morning and write blog posts and write emails. People who have the gift of teaching, it's easy for them to create curriculum and create content and go out and post little stuff that's educational. Or people who have the gift of championing others, interviewing people. You know, everybody's got a different skill set. Do you have a sense for kind of like what marketing things you love to do?
Well, mine is teaching. When I went through the marketing course, that was in you know, identified your superpowers.
That was it. Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. That's a shortcut. Yeah. That's good that you
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So then you know everything you do in your marketing filter through that bit of teaching. It sounds to me like you like teaching and you like meal planning. So then the last piece I have to ask you is, do you feel strongly that your meal planning skills only pertain to WildTree products? Or do you feel like you can help people beyond the WildTree line? It doesn't matter which thing you answer. You just do you have a desire to help people with an overall picture, whether they buy WildTree or not? Or do you specifically want to just sell them WildTree?
At this point in time, I'm specifically looking to help people with their meal planning through my WildTree business.
Okay.
Through our WildTree products and services. Yep.
If that's the case, then you have to lead with that. All right. So, for example, if I was going to be a meal planner for people and I was going to help them meal plan regardless of whatever, I could lead and become like a quote-unquote celebrity in the meal planning market. So I could go out and I could put out little tip posts about here's a way to have onions cut for the whole week, right? Or I could put out another post about like here's the best way to make your own cashew milk even if you don't have any time, or, you know, all of the things no matter what it pertained to. And then when they came into my world and they started to get to know me and they're like, oh, she really gets how to like meal plan and she really gets how to do stuff, I could say, or if you don't want to cut onions for a week, you can buy this product, right? So I could say like, here's your choice. I'm going to give you like the way you can do it that's sharp, but maybe cutting onions isn't your thing. So here's the other option. You can buy this WildTree product. So that's one way to market it. The other way to market it is you lead with WildTree, which is like, this is the alternative I'm giving you, and let me show you how it is. And in that case, you're calling out to the problem being whichever group you decide, makes no difference, but you're speaking out to the problem like you don't have time for meal planning. Let me show you on this free webinar how WildTree can help you give a full nutritious meal for a family, even if you only have 20 minutes a day to plan your meal, okay? So even if you only have 20 minutes between the time you get home and mealtime. So the webinar is the closing environment to sell product. That's where you're going to sell people. So that's not your marketing method. That's your closing method. So the question is, what's the marketing method that's going to get them to the webinar? So as a teacher, how do you like to teach? Do you like to teach by making posts on Facebook? Do you like to teach by doing audios? Do you like to teach by being interviewed on podcasts? Do you like to teach by, did I say doing videos? Do you like to teach by going out in the public?
Yeah, more through doing presentations. Like I've gone into a couple of businesses to do generic meal planning presentations. Where it's not focused on WildTree, but it's
That's offline again now, and that's also a closing environment.
Exactly.
That's a closing environment. So this is good, Karen, because this helps people understand a presentation offline is a place where you sell. A webinar online is a place where you sell. So you still have to market to get either one of those things. So how do you market to get the presentation? Well, maybe you call businesses. That's my marketing method to get the presentation. How do you get people to the webinar? Well, maybe I write a blog post, or maybe I do a video, or maybe I reach out to people who have contacts in the groups that I'm in, or maybe I go to Facebook groups and comment. So those are both closing environments. Which thing, pick one, first of all, that would be my first thing I would say. Which do you prefer between those two? See, it's easy when you only pick one.
Again?
Yeah, your choices are offline presentation or online presentation.
Do I get to think about it?
Yes, you do. You do get to think about it. But here's the fun of this. What's so fun about this, Karen, is the process you're going through now is the process everybody should go through in their business. Because here's what happens otherwise. What happens otherwise, we get these 8 million ideas like, well, I could be a podcaster, and I could be a live streamer, and I could be a blogger, and I could be over on Snapchat, and I could be out doing presentations in the mall. We get all these ideas, and we do all of them poorly. So the thing here is you're getting myopically focused. You're going to pick one group that you're going to talk to, one group. And you're gonna close that group, you're gonna make those sales in one way, either offline or online. And then you're gonna pick one marketing method. Once you know which thing you wanna do, then you can pick the marketing method. So you can pick, I'm gonna be a blogger, And I'm going to write really good articles every day about how to use WildTree products. And I'm going to drive in those articles, I'm going to drive them to a free webinar. Or you can say, I'm doing online first. You can say, I'm going to go out and be a podcast guest. And I'm going to go get interviewed all about nutrition and eating healthy and the importance of family time. And when I'm on those interviews, I'm going to drive people to a webinar. Or you can say, I'm going to make really interesting little fun videos about how to use WildTree products with new recipes. And then when you're in that video, you're going to drive them to the webinar. And in the webinar, you're going to close them. Okay, if you go offline, you're going to say things to yourself like, well, I'm going to go contact all of my friends who work in corporate environments, and I'm going to ask them, would their business like to have me in? If that's if you have the gift of connection, right? Or I'm going to call the businesses directly, and I'm going to see if they want to have me in for a business. Or you might say, I'm going to advertise in all of the different flyers. If you have the gift of statistics, I'm going to advertise in the gift of flyers, and I'm going to get these businesses to, or you could do that if you have the gift of being interviewed, I'm going to get interviewed on media about how I'm doing these presentations. And I mean, there's so many ways to market your business, and there's so many ways to close those sales. It gets crazy unless you start systematically going through each of those sections and picking and just saying, this is going to be my thing, and I'm going to nail it. I'm going to pick this thing, and that's going to be my thing. I'm going to become known as the woman who goes around to businesses in town and does this. Everybody in my town who has a business, they're going to know my name because this is what I do. See what I mean? You see the feel of that different than, well, I hope I go out and sell some products today to maybe everybody who needs them, right? Like when you get that myopically focused, you got it, right?
Yeah. And that's what I really want to do this year is to simplify, you know, to have that focus. And then to be able to just do it again and again and again and get better at it, and have fun with it.
Yes. You know? Pick the things you
find
love.
That way of having fun. So.
That's why it's within your gift. So we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the marketing piece of it. That'll give you time to think about which you're leading toward. If you're leading toward offline or online, okay? Just sit tight now because you've got some time. I'm going to stall. All right? It'll be right back. Hey, by the way, Karen, can you give everybody an URL or can we post it in the comments about where to go find you? Can we get your website?
You bet. It's wildtree.com/KGleason.
Oh, there you go. It's her name with her initial, Kay Gleason. So wildtree.com/KGleason. We'll make sure and put it in the comments. I know Mallory will. This is so fun, right? Don't we love being live on Facebook? Because now we get to check in with our Facebook audience and see what they think and how they're doing with this. We're going to come back and talk to Karen more about her actual marketing choice. We're live on Facebook every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And if you want to know when, if you want to be here to be part of the discussion, just go to danawild.com/update, and you can be part of the fun, too. Be right back in 90 seconds with more from Karen Gleason.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining. Or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Dana Wild here. You know, we're having such a nice conversation with Karen Gleason, a Wild Tree director, about, you know, meal planning and marketing and how to get out there in different ways besides the traditional party plan method. It's beneficial to everybody to understand the puzzle pieces that go with marketing. And by the way, if you missed it before the break, go check out Karen at wildtree.com/K Gleason, K like Karen Gleason, G-L-E-A-S-O-N. We'll also include the link below so that you can connect with her and check it out. So beforehand, we were talking about the importance of making choices. And believe me, like, I know how challenging it can be to pick, because life is a fun adventure with so many different things, and we're bombarded with so many different ideas. And if you're the average entrepreneur, then you're like me, where it's like, I have enough ideas to keep me busy for 20 lifetimes, much less this lifetime. So it does become sometimes a challenge to pick. But here's the good news. If you start just saying to yourself the mantra, like, I'm getting clarity, I'm getting focus, I'm making a decision, I'm getting clarity, it's getting easier. When you make that decision and you pick, it becomes very easy to capture that audience quickly. And once you capture that audience quickly, is capture the right word? You know, Americans, we have such violent metaphors. Does anybody notice that? Like, I was writing to somebody the other day, and I'm like, can we just pull the trigger on this? I'm like, what is wrong with us? Why do we have all these violent metaphors? So, you know, once you're able to embrace that audience and they're able to embrace you, it becomes very easy to expand beyond it. So right now, Karen's got some decisions to make, and she's probably not going to make those decisions this red hot second. One is the decision between who she wants to work with. Does she want to work with women? Is clear. The type of woman is clear. The personality traits. But are they going to be more stay-at-home moms, or are they going to be working in the workforce? If she can make that decision, her marketing message is going to be much more clear. Why? Because she's going to be able to speak in their language the pain that they're experiencing, the pain that she can help to solve, right? Next decision is, do I want to market offline with my teaching skills, doing presentations offline, or do I want to market online with my teaching skills in a webinar environment? Once that decision is made, then what happens is now it makes it easier to make the next decision with, which is, how am I going to actually do the marketing, get people to the closing environment? So the closing environment is the offline presentation or the offline webinar, online webinar. How do I market to get people to that? So one of the questions that was asked in the Facebook Live audience here today was, how do I know my marketing superpower? And the short answer is, we do have a program in Train Your Brain U where you can actually study it, but I can give you something right now that'll help. When you look at your tasks that you have on your list that you do during the day, look at the things that give you energy. Look at the things that you put off to the last minute always, no matter what. Which things are you putting off, right? So find out, what is it that I could do all day? Like, I could fall out of bed and I could do that morning with almost zero preparation. I could do it all day long. I would even do it in my time off, and it would be so easy for me to do it. Think about, what are the things that I do so naturally that I don't even think of them as gifts or as superpowers? So some of the examples would be things like writing. You know, some people are those type of people, like, they love to write, they love to journal. That's not me. All of my writing tasks are the very last things I do that I have to do, and I try to keep almost no writing task if I can, because I know, like, it's not working within my gifts to do that. I try to get anybody else I can do those. But some people, you love to write. You can't wait. You've got journals, and you know, got more ideas than you've got time to write, all of that stuff. Some of the others are like connecting with people, having one-on-one heartfelt conversations, or speaking on stage, speaking from the stage, or being the center of attention in any way like that, working with numbers and spreadsheets and analytics, or championing others, like interviewing people, or teaching, wanting to actually take content and create content and teach people how to things, right? Technology. Some of you love technology. Being artistic, creating graphics, right? Creating videos. There's so many different skills that some of you are just doing them so easily, you don't even think of them as gifts. Those are the things to do only that. Do just that and build your business. You know, you've heard about these people who become like Instagram stars. It's because they focus on that one thing. They aren't out there trying to be YouTube stars and Twitter stars and Facebook stars and podcasting. They're doing that one thing and they're just nailing it. And that's the thing. Find out your one thing and just nail it. The one thing you love to do, the one thing that you do so easily, it almost feels like cheating if you build your business around that one thing. What is that thing? And then use that thing to drive people to your closing environment. So wherever your closing environment is, it might be a sales page or a product website, it might be a webinar, it might be an offline presentation, it might be an offline community class, whatever the case is, use that one marketing method you got to drive people to that thing. Look at food trucks for an example. You know, in the old days when you wanted to have a business, you had to actually open up a brick and mortar restaurant and, you know, have hours and have staff. We laugh because we're vegans. And so every vegan food truck, it's like, are they open today? Are they not open today? Even the vegan restaurants, do they decide to show up and give us service today or give us business? Like this is it. You don't even have to have a business anymore. You don't even have to have staff. You don't even have to tell people that you actually open anytime. It's just like you post on Facebook and say, guess what? We decided to cook today. Come and join us. And people go, right? So we're living in a whole different world. Make whatever your thing is your thing. So, Karen, let's come back to you. Any ideas on the marketing thing as you hear me talk or any kind of final shots on all this?
Can I ask another question?
Oh, of course, please.
Okay. So how do you get over this feeling of that I have, like, okay, I want to work during the day, so I need to try to isolate, like, who's available during the day? How do you kind of get past that? Because I feel like what you're saying is more don't be so analytical about deciding who you want to work with. Don't sit and write pros and cons like, well, we better to work with them because this reason or that reason.
Yeah, don't do that.
More from inside.
I can help with this. I mean, here's what I do. Okay. I use logic for this. Okay? So with logic, what I would say is to myself, the question to ask yourself is, why would it work? Why would it work? So here's the thing. I want to work with, I'm just going to use corporate women because it's an easy example. I want to work with corporate women and I want to do my webinars during the day. Why would that work? Why would they show up? Why would that work? Well, it could work because they might have a day off or they could watch on the replay or they're going to be looking at my marketing posts, not at the exact minute I post them, but maybe when I post them 10 hours from now. There's so many reasons. Most of my following, I don't do any nighttime stuff. And most of my following is not available during the day. And it's okay because my stuff's on replay and my stuff lives in social media. It's there forever. And so they don't have to be like off work on a Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to enjoy this podcast or to enjoy this live stream. They can enjoy this live stream no matter who they are. So whatever you decide, then build a case for yourself. If you're analytical and you're logical, use your analytical and your logical mind to build evidence and a case on why it would work. Why would it be successful? Because what you're doing now is you're building a case for why it wouldn't be successful.
Right.
So all you have to do is flip that and make it, why would it be successful? Why would it? Because you could be, if you're a good debater and you're analytical, you can make anything work. You can just debate it into being, you know, by thinking. So if I want to work with somebody who is a stay-at-home mom, I could easily make a case for why she wouldn't want meal planning help. Right? Well, she's got all the time in the world. She likes to be on Pinterest anyway. She's doing her own meal planning. Well, that's not a feel good. So what can I do instead? Well, I can make a case for why it would work. Well, she's got enough to do. Maybe meal planning isn't her thing. Maybe she wants a shortcut. Maybe she likes good food and wants to be able to do this but doesn't want to learn the skill to do it. It's not what you do or don't do. It's the story you tell about what you do or don't do, right? So make a case for your success. And I know you can do that. I know you can do that. It's just flipping a switch. It's just flipping a switch in your brain because you're already doing it. You're just making a case on the wrong side of the argument, right?
Right.
So now you got to work for the, like, is it the defense or the prosecution? You got to work for the other side, right? How many of you out there are doing that?
Yeah, I know I can do it because I've been doing it. Because I've been backing away from the things that, you know, creating a great awareness of what do I enjoy doing, what do I not enjoy doing, and just stopping those things that I don't enjoy doing, and my business is still extremely successful.
I know, exactly.
You know, people are finding me, you know, it's just the whole brain training of, I don't know what I'm doing, but people are finding me, and I'm meeting all my goals.
And Karen, it's working, right? I mean, that's the thing.
You are already doing it.
It is working. And that's what's so fun about this is that you have the perfect skill set already and you already have come so far and you've been doing so much. And so these last little tweaks, they feel like big tweaks, but they're really not.
Yeah.
They're just tiny little decisions because you know how to train your brain. You know how to think the positive thoughts. You know how to keep things moving. You're already surprising yourself. Like you quit doing nighttime stuff and you're surprising yourself that like, oh my God, my business didn't blow up. It's still going and I'm not even doing that anymore because you're a brain trainer and because you get this and you know the right thing to tell. So, you know, obviously the nature of the show is you come here in a situation where you have a problem or you have an issue. And so you're like, how do I work out this issue? But these are small little movements. You know, these are just making a decision and going one way or another and gaining some traction with it and telling the right story after you make the decision. I mean, this is going to be so easy for you. You totally have got this. And you have to come back and report. Come back on the show and report like how it's going. Come in the comments. Like right now we got Danny Lee and Muriel here who've been on in past shows and we'd love to hear from you, you know, so come back and talk about it because I predict that as you start to say this thing about having clarity, I predict that literally by Monday a lot of these decisions are going to be made.
Nice. Because that's the feel good place is when you have that clarity. That indecision is just for me, creates anxiety.
It's the worst, isn't it? I know. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. But you will. So this is the mantra, and we'll talk about it.
I will.
Any parting comments before we say goodbye?
Thank you so much for having me here, and thank you to everyone in our community. It's just, I'm so grateful for our community. It's wonderful. I'm grateful to you, Dana. Thank you.
I am, too. And I love just people like you. Like, you don't just talk about stuff. You go out and you implement, and it's like you are deciding to be a proactive thinker in your head, and that's so huge. I mean, think of how cutting the edge this is in today's culture. I just love that you're here, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you all for being here. And by the way, if you want to be on the show yourself, you could do this too, just like Karen did. You just come on to danawild.com/request and put in a request to be on the show, and you have the option to be in the seat and talk about things, because what Karen's doing is she's living her life like a brain trainer. She's saying like, okay, I get this, that I need to make a decision and I want to feel good about the decision and I want to find the feel good path. And so how do I do that? How do I make choices that feel good? How do I identify what lights up for me? So starting right now, anybody who's feeling in that place of indecision, and we all get there, start with that. Start with the mantra of like, I'm getting more clear and I'm making decision. I'm getting better at this and I'm getting more clarity and I'm noticing things and things are starting to light up and it's falling by the wayside. I'm feeling freer and things are working out for me. And I love that I'm a brain trainer and I love that I can think in my head and I love being positive and moving forward and all of that good stuff. And then as you start to see it clear and as you start to see the path and it's so obvious, like this is the path you want, then think those positive thoughts about that path. Like, I did it. I picked this one. It's going to be so fun, and I can't wait to dig in, and I'm going to become known as, like, the person who does this, and it's so kind of fun and a little bit of, like, scary, but scary exciting, and I love the idea of entering new territory, and I love the idea that I can call it exciting, and I love the idea of that I can claim this, and I can own it, and I can have it be my space, and it's just so fun being a brain trainer and thinking in my head and knowing that it doesn't matter whatever I do. What matters is the story I tell about it, and it's fun knowing that I can market my business in so many interesting ways, and that I can create closing environments where it's easy to get the sale, and I can be out there in a bigger and better way. I mean, this is it. It's just baby steps, little tweaks, little baby steps, and then being proactive in the thought process as you go. It's a whole thing. And you've totally got this. Why? Because you're a brain trainer. You totally got this. You are out there, the cutting edge, thinking in your own head, doing the new thing that soon one day our great, great, great grandkids and nieces and nephews, all of that are going to be like, do you believe there was a time when people just sat and were on automatic pilot all day? Well, that's not you. We are intentionally feeling good and feeling better every day. We'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?